Hello and welcome to Good Morning Suffolk, the weekly podcast from Suffolk News, where we share good news stories coming out of the county. I'm Sam Harrison, and I'm a reporter for the Bay Free Press and Suffolk News. And I'm really excited to finally be launching this new podcast. The idea behind the show is to be a bit more relaxed, a bit more informal, I suppose, than our daily podcasts, which are very, you know, news heavy. This is a bit more community led, a bit more lighthearted, feel good, fun stories that we just want to share with you. If you've never listened to a podcast before, that's okay. It's kind of like a radio show, but you can pause it, you can do whatever you want, you can just stick it on in your headphones while you're doing other things. Completely up to you. And you know, we really hope you like it, and let's start, you know, getting into it. So today we have a story about a care home resident who has returned to her beloved hobby, and then we'll be hearing from fellow reporters Cameron Reed and Tamika Green. And we'll also be heading down to the Bury Free Press archives and digging up some treasures. And then to top it all off, we'll be finishing with some Suffolk events that you can put in your calendar. So let's get into this first story, which is a really lovely story that I was lucky enough to write up. And it's about a 95-year-old care home resident called Doris Rogerson. And she's a resident of Cedrus House in Stowmarket. And she had a wish to go swimming. And Doris used to swim as a child. And, you know, she used to take her children kind of like on a weekly basis. But kind of as you get older, I suppose you stop being able to do the things that you used to love. And, you know, sadly, Doris didn't swim for about 20 years. But until recently, through this the Wishing Tree initiative, which is set up by Care UK, she actually got to go back to a swimming pool and have a little splash around, which is just really, really fantastic. The Cedrus House staff and Doris's daughter Leslie took her to Mid Suffolk Leisure Centre, and there's a picture of her swimming on the Suffolk News website, and she just looks so happy. And I just really wanted to share it with you. I just think it's really, you know, quite heartwarming, and the care home staff are planning to, you know, make more residents' wishes come true. And I think some of them want to do, like, you know, go to restaurants or just simple things, but it can make such a difference, you know. And I just think it's really, really lovely. And I think they're planning on taking Doris to the swimming pool in the future again. So that's really, really good. So now I just want to move on to our next little segment, which is our guest story. So each week I'll be talking to a guest reporter, and they'll be sharing a little story they've been working on and telling us a bit more about it. And this week I spoke to Cameron Reed about a retired GP who is running his fifth London Marathon. So let's cut to the conversation I had with him earlier this week.
Thanks, Sam. So a former Suffolk GP is determined to run his fifth London Marathon at the age of 75, despite struggling with Achilles tendinitis at the minute. Yeah, you heard me right there. Dr. Giles Smith of Sapperston is a retired Thetford GP, and he'll be running for Give a Kidney and Against Breast Cancer at the London Marathon on October 2nd. The pensioner is looking forward to participating again for the fifth time, but he is running against the advice of his wife, Claire, and admits she is probably right and that he shouldn't run.
Oh, gosh, wow. So what did his wife say about him running again?
Well, basically, she thinks he's crazy and doesn't want him to do a whooping 26-mile run, believe it or not. And he has also said it probably is a little bit silly, but he's determined to do it. And in my eyes, that's absolutely fair enough. So good on him.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, one of those charities recently thanked me is called Give a Kidney. Can you tell me a bit more about it?
Yeah, so he's running for Against Breast Cancer for personal reasons, but also the charity called Give a Kidney. Now, there's a nice bit of extra context here in that Giles, 6 years ago, was one of the first 500 people in the UK to donate a kidney to a stranger. So there's a nice link there, and he's decided, you know, he should run for them. And I think that's a really heartwarming decision.
Man, this guy, he sounds amazing, you know, like a real inspiration for everyone listening. Do you think, you know, what about you, Cameron? Do you think you'll be running marathons at 75 years old?
Oof, well, unless they're offering a massive box of Maltesers at the end of the race, I do think it will be hard for me to summon the motivation, if I'm being honest. However, I can do it. I enjoy my sport and my exercise now, so there's no reason why I can't do what Giles is doing and completely ignore the wishes of my future wife, although I do think we both know that's playing a very dangerous game indeed.
Very dangerous, very dangerous. Cheers for that, Cameron.
No worries.
Thanks for that one, Cameron. It was really great to chat with you. And right, now it's time in the episode where we're going to head down to the newspaper archives at the Berry Free Press offices to see what goodies we can find. So, come on, here we go, come on in. Oh my God, it's so dusty down here. Okay. Right, so let's have a little look around. Ooh, what's this one? Okay, yeah, let's roll with this. Okay, so this is from... Let me just blow the dust off so I can see it a bit clearer. 1995. Okay, so it says here that an Indian restaurant in Mildenhall was mistakenly believed to have been on fire and firefighters turned their hoses to extinguish the blaze. Okay, so this is a restaurant called Gandhi Restaurant, and it turns out that the staff were just stoking the coals of the tandoori oven. So so the firefighters kind of may have got that a little bit wrong. The owner, Siraj Beg, is quoted to have said, "When my staff returned, there was a note to say there had been a small fire in the kitchen where it had been put out." But he also said, "Of course there was a fire in the kitchen. That's how we've been cooking the food for 16 years. Oh, God. And then he said, "I suppose it's funny now." And they were able to get back to cooking the same evening. But, oh, my God, what a mistake. Like, could you imagine being the firefighters who done that? Oh, gosh, a bit of an awkward one. But do any of you, any listeners from Mildenhall, do you remember when this happened? Or, like, you know, I looking at the pictures, I think Gandhi Restaurant's sort of thing. Is it still there? Have you been recently? Is it any good? Should I go? I don't know. If you want to get in touch and let me know anything about, you know, this story, just send an email to gmspodcast@ilifpublishing.co.uk. And right, let's head back upstairs, shall we? My gosh, I can't believe how steep these stairs are. Okay, mind your head on the light. Yeah, you're good. Okay, we're good. Right, so next up, we're going to be hearing from fellow reporter Tamika Green for her segment, Community Connect. Over to you, Tamika.
Thanks, Sam. For this segment of the Community Connect, we're logging on to social media to find out what you've been chatting about this week. Early in the show, we heard about Cameron's story of retired GP Dr. Giles Smith, who's preparing to run his fifth London Marathon at the age of 75. A lot of you took to social media to share your thoughts about this and to wish Giles good luck. Nick Cray's guest said, "Much respect for Giles, a great doctor and a humble man." Adrian Williams added, "Well done, Giles. Hope all goes well for you." And Lucy Seldrick wanted to say, "Best of luck, Giles. You're one incredible man." Others mentioned Giles' wife, Claire Smith, who was a bit unsure of her husband pounding the pavement once again. Sue Bug said, "The very best of luck, Giles. Go for it. Though I can see why Claire thinks you shouldn't do it." Yvonne Basford added, "You can do it, Giles. When did you ever listen to Claire?" News that alterations to an empty shop in Bury St Edmunds have been approved got you tapping away at your phone keyboards. A planning amendment was submitted by CBRE Investment Management last month to make minor changes to the main shopfront entrance of Debenhams at the Ark Shopping Centre. The developments follow speculation that a Primark could move in. Stephen Baxter has his own ideas for the former flagship store. He said, "Like I said years ago, all of the Ark should have been undercover, like Norwich, and the old Debenhams building shouldn't have been stripped to the bare bones. The flooring, walls and ceiling should be left alone, build a range of different shops inside, and the bottom used as a decent nightclub." Julie Balaam likes the idea of a Primark moving in. She said, "A Primark would be great for those families that don't have much money or a car to get out to the bigger towns." However, Helen Aitchison disagrees. She said, "We don't need another cinema, and we definitely don't need a Primark." Back to you, Sam.
Thanks so much for that, Tamika. Really lovely stuff. And if you want your comments to be featured in an upcoming episode of Good Morning Suffolk, you just got to get commenting on our Suffolk News and Berry Free Press Facebook posts. We really want to feature more of your voices going into the future with this podcast. And it's just really great to hear what you've got to say about the news in your area. So try and get commenting if you can. But okay, so next up, we're going to be looking at some events which are coming up on your doorstep. So up first, 40 years of Ghost Town is coming to the Apex on Saturday, 8th of October. Music legend Neville Staple from The Specials will be celebrating the 40th anniversary of one of the most iconic hit songs of the 1980s, Ghost Town. And joining the well-loved Rude Boy and his highly celebrated band will be the wonderful East London rock and roll ska outfit Buster Shuffle. Tickets are on sale for £21.50, and you know, you get to hear all these nostalgic songs, A Message to You Rudy, Rat Race, Gangsters, all really good classic hit songs, not one to miss. So you can book your tickets on the Apex website. And but if you're feeling a bit more creative, well, Foxyard Studio in Stowmarket are hosting two art workshops tomorrow and on Wednesday, and they both start at 6:30 p.m. The sessions are being led by this artist called Gavina Badoye, and the first is called Meditative Art, which shows the calming and relaxing effect doing something creative can have on your mental health, really. And and then on a Wednesday, it's a bit more of a beginner's class. It's called Acrylics for Beginners, and that sounds like really good fun too. I feel like painting can be like kind of an expensive thing if you're just wanting to get into it and have a go. So this is a great opportunity to just give it a go and see what you think. You know, you can find out more details on Foxyard Studio's website, which is foxyardstudio.co.uk. And finally, I just wanted to mention some delicious cocktails which are on offer at Verve in Bury St Edmunds. And because of National Coffee Day recently, they did a collaboration with their coffee providers, Butterworth and Sons, and they've got this amazing menu of 5 really delicious espresso martinis. And if you've never had an espresso martini, I would really recommend going down to Verve, trying them out. I think you can get 2 for £15, which for these kind of cocktails is pretty all right. I went down and like had a preview for work, and oh my god, they were just really, really nice. So yeah, make sure you try and get down. They're only available until the end of the month, so from the 1st of October, they will be off the menu. So yeah, and if you go down, let us know what you think. And if you want any more information, head over to Verve's Facebook page. I think you can see the menu there. And yeah, those are the events we think you should check out this week. Lots of great stuff happening. And if you have any events you think, you know, you want us to know about, to maybe mention in next week's episode, send us an email to gmspodcast@ilovepublishing.co.uk. And, you know, we might mention it. So, yeah, make sure to get in touch. And that kind of brings us to the end of the episode. It's been really nice just to sit down and have a chat. And thank you so much for listening so far. At the end of every episode, we want to do this thing where we're going to kind of like prompt a little question to you to let us know, you know, to start a bit of a conversation going. We really want this podcast to be celebrating your voices in Suffolk. And so our question this week is, what's a hobby that you would love to take up? You know, earlier in the episode, we heard about Doris, who managed to go swimming after like 2 decades. And then we also heard about Dr. Giles running his 5th marathon. So we wanted to hear from you, like, you know, what's a thing that you would be really interested in getting involved with or trying out? Have you ever wanted to like play an instrument, or maybe, you know, start a food blog, maybe do some knitting or crafty kind of things? My girlfriend, Erin, she's just like constantly knitting and crocheting. She loves it. And she's always making blankets and different things. And she's always trying to get me to do it, but I have no patience for that kind of stuff. but what about you? You know, what's a hobby you've always wanted to do? I'll be reading out your responses in next week's episode. And just pop me an email at gmspodcast@ilovepublishing.co.uk, or send a message on Facebook or Instagram. And you can find them by just searching on social media, Good Morning Suffolk. And that's about it for this week's episode. So, guys, what do you think? Is this good? Is this a good podcast? Will you be listening next week? Anything we might have missed? You know, get in touch. Send us an email. And thanks so much for Cameron Reed's guest report slot and Tamika Green's Community Connect. This podcast is all produced by iLive Media and Suffolk News. I've been your host, Sam Harrison, and thanks so much for listening. We'll see you next week. Bye.